And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap. And we're going to start looking in a little bit more depth with some players who Liverpool have been linked with, some players who are rumoured to potentially be Liverpool targets. And one that popped up, which was an interesting one the other day, was Emerson from Atalanta. Strong links in Europe on him moving away from Atalanta and potentially coming to Liverpool. So it was a good excuse to get on an old friend, Dan Pizzotto from the Atalanta pod. So Dan, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
I mean, first of all, before we get on to discussing this player in particular, obviously we need to say congratulations. Last time we spoke, we were halfway through Europa League time. Well, we say halfway through, really. It was all over bar the shouting. But you guys went on to lift the trophy, beating Leverkusen in the final. And I'm sure lots of Liverpool fans will have seen the incredible scenes in Italy when they won it. Just what does winning that trophy means to Atlanta supporters and for the community, and you know, because you could see what it meant to the team and the fans. But if you can, you know, a month on or a few weeks on, kind of what that meant to the club.
Yeah, I mean, that I think that first of all, personally for me, it's something that I've never seen. I've never seen Atalanta lift any kind of trophy. This is only the second trophy in our entire, you know, 117 year history. So for me, it was I'll be honest with you, John. I still don't believe it happened. It's been 3 weeks, and I still haven't quite processed everything. But you know, we have been a legitimate European contender for the last 8 years, whether that's in the Champions League or, of course, in the Europa League. And you know, we are a small club from a small city in northern Italy, in the shadows of much bigger clubs. And I think that winning something like this is all about really legitimacy, right? I mean, We're always pleased if we play well, if we qualify for Europe. Obviously, in the past, it's been just stay in Serie A. That's been our goal.
Sure.
But I think for us, it's all about announcing to the world that we are here. And I think more than anything, there's several people who we can credit to this meteoric rise in the last 8 years of Atalanta. But of course, Giampiero Gasperini is one of them. And I think that he's the type of person that if he's yours, you love him. If he's not, you hate him. A little bit, especially in Italy. But for us who love the man, it was nice to see him get really something that was justified, and that's a trophy. It had been kind of a stain on his time with Atalanta for a little bit, but it was nice to be able to get that. So amazing scenes. I think now we have the taste for victory. And, you know, we're trying to be realistic about what we can accomplish next year in the Champions League, but the optimism is really, really high in Bergamo.